50. Saint. I exit her room just as Cashton's door opens and he steps out. He looks from me to her closed door before they meet mine again. I'm headed to the basement, I inform him before he can say anything about what I was just doing. You think he'll tell us anything? He asks, knowing I'm referring to visiting Luke. I shrug. We're about to find out. Passing Hayden's room, I ask Cash, seen him this morning? Not since the other night at Blackout, he answers as we get into the elevator at the end of the hallway. Me either. He's either downstairs playing or out fucking shit up. Either way, he'll come around when he wants to. I caught Ashton in my room yesterday, Cash tells me. What the fuck was she doing? I ask. But I like the idea she's being nosy. It means I get to punish her for not staying in her room. Just being curious? Like I said, fucking cat. I smirk. I didn't get back until late last night with Riot. We unloaded our newest member and I offered to let him stay and help me initiate the man. By the time we finished, it was almost 6 this morning. I was exhausted by then and went to bed. I knew I had an early morning with Ashton coming. My cell rings and I pull it out of my pocket. I show it to Cashton before I hit answer and he smirks, knowing exactly what it's about. Hello? We step off the elevator on the basement level. The concrete ceilings are low in this section of the building. We keep this room open for many reasons. I push through the double doors when the Lord speaks into my ear. Saint, what's been going on? Same thing, just a different day. You? Cashton and I enter the room. It's currently empty, but this is where we like to leave the ones to hang while we wait for them to offer up information. Pretty much, he grunts. Just wanted to extend an invitation to the Spade Brothers for the show. Cashton holds the door at the other end of the room open for me, and I step inside it. We'll be there, I inform him, and we hang up. Who's the new guy? Cashton asks when I pocket my cell while walking past the pits. The pit in the center is currently occupied by the guy who I went to pick up last night with Riot. We stripped him naked, removed his Lord's crest, and rebranded him with the 666 Carnage brand, then threw him in the pit to cool off. He's currently sitting in cold water. It won't kill him, but by the lack of color in his face and the way his head shakes, he's pretty fucking cold. Collected him last night, I answer. I've been in there quite a bit since that first initiation. How do you get over your fear? You do it over and over until it becomes part of your routine, your life, and then you do it for fun. That's what the bitch said to me when we were training, anyway. At the time, I wanted to drown her. I still would like to if ever given the chance. We walk through the next set of double doors and enter the hallway where the cells are located. They're on either side. I unlock the cell and the guy in the corner looks up as we enter. Hey, Luke, I say, coming to stand in front of him. He lifts his right hand to shield what little light comes in from the hallway with the door open because he's normally in darkness. I've been given some information lately. I crouch down in front of him. Why did you call the hit on Adam? No need to beat around the bush or waste my time. His sunken eyes widen and he sucks in a deep breath. I arch a brow when he says nothing. Maybe we should remove his tongue. I look over at Cashton. Tyson already removed all of his teeth, but you can still talk without them. Luke shakes his head quickly and I reach out and grip his hair. I yank him to his feet and slam his face into the wall. You've got 3 seconds to talk or I rip it out.
I placed the hit on Brenda.
Bullshit, I snap. Tyson was there for Adam.
I swear, it was on Brenda. She was threatening to tell the police. She got spooked. Said a cop was asking around and that she wanted to talk to them.
I yank him from the wall and spin him around. Does Ashton know about you? He shakes his head.
No, there was one time I was at her parents' house and she was there but asleep.
Ashton, 4 days I've stayed in my room. I haven't left once. I eat, I sleep, and I cry mostly. I also spend a lot of time in the bathtub or shower. There's just something so therapeutic about crying in there. Saint visits me once a day for training. I'm getting better, or so he says. I suck a rubber dick, and then he fucks my mouth with his, leaves me crying, and then I scream into my pillow because I'm dying to fucking come so bad. I can't even explain how raw, swollen, and wet my pussy stays. It's a constant reminder that I miss whore. This has to be his plan. I feel like I'm going through withdrawal. It could be the lack of alcohol, drugs, or the need to get off. It's an itch that I can't scratch because my hands are tied. My body has no clue what the fuck is going on anymore. I used to drink every night at work. More often than not, I'd pop some pills to get through my night, then I'd go home and fuck James. Even if the sex wasn't amazing, I still made sure I was getting myself off. Now none of that is happening. Thoughts of my encounter the other day with Hayden keep running through my mind. What did he mean by, "we all take our punishment"? What were they punished for? I haven't seen him since. I know he's avoiding me, and I'm fine with that. The less I have to see him and Cashton, the better. It's hard enough to handle Saint. I'm just waiting for all three of them to enter my room and for Saint to tell me it's part of my training. I lie in bed, staring up at the ceiling. What else am I supposed to do? So I just lie in bed, eat when Jesse brings me food, and try my best to ignore the need to be fucked. My deep throat training is still daily, but I haven't been granted a release. Typical Lord. It's all about them. It's how they show their power, their dominance. I've always been the submissive one in our relationship, so my body doesn't understand what my mind knows. I'm a toy now. He used to love me, but not anymore. My throat is raw, my lips cracked, and my pussy is so swollen it aches. I find myself waking up in the middle of the night, rubbing my thighs together, praying it helps. It doesn't. I've cried myself back to sleep and find myself having dreams that I get off. Saint hasn't come in and visited me yet today, so I'm not surprised when I look over to see my door open. My heart begins to race in anticipation to show him how much progress I'm making. Maybe this time he'll let me come. The bed dips at my side and a hand caresses my cheek. It feels wet. Am I crying? Possibly. I'm not sure. My head tilts to the side and I meet a set of green eyes. Saint stares at me with an emotionless look. I wish I could turn mine off. I've never been one to hide how I feel, and since I've returned, my emotions are tenfold.
Get up and get ready. We're leaving in 2 hours.
He states. My heart leaps in my chest. Where are we going? I ask roughly. There's no one for me to talk to, so I never use my voice. The only thing my mouth is good for is for his cock to fuck. At least I've made progress in that department. Drooling all over myself like an infant while he calls me a good girl is the highlight of my day.
An art show,
he answers, running his tatted knuckles down my jawline and chest. My nipples harden and my breathing picks up. So, we're going out? I whisper. Leaving Carnage?
You can stay here if you want.
No. I sit up. And he arches a brow at my quick movement. I want to go. I clear my throat. He doesn't say anything. Instead, his hand makes its way back up over my breast and chin. He cups my cheek and leans in. I think he's going to kiss me. But instead, he places his lips to my ear.
If you're good for me, sweetheart, I'll let you come tonight.
I bite back a groan. Finally, my pussy throbs.